All right, Joey Savacci, another good night. And coming up, I think you were ninth to fifth, somewhere around there. Like, it was a really good ride from you again here in Daytona. Good job, man.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, it's hard to be upset about a fifth, right?
Yeah. You know, moving up to a fifth.
Yeah, you know, the only bummer for me is just, like, by the time I got to fifth, to see that next group in front of me was so far ahead of me. I was kind of by myself. And
yeah, but they're a factory riders making a ton of money.
Yeah, but it's just as good as I felt today, it was one of those days that, like, I would have loved to have gotten away with them and just seen, you know, like, maybe I still get my ass kicked and they yard me, but to have the speed that I felt like I did today and as good as I felt, I never gave myself a chance to see what could have happened in the main. So, we'll go home this week and I'll be able to do some starts and we'll try to be better.
Was AP behind you the whole time or in front of you?
He was behind me, but I don't remember if I passed him early on or if he was behind me the whole time.
Where'd you think you were gaining on Malcolm?
In the heat?
No,
in the main.
Oh, before I passed him. A little bit everywhere. Like, I think he's saying that he's fine, but I think he's still nursing something a little bit because he starts off pretty good, but body language looks like fatigue. Like, he's milking, or not milking, but he's like favoring something, and that's what it looks like from my perspective, but just a little bit everywhere, like able to kind of charge through things and absorb things and just a little bit here and there.
It wasn't a typical Daytona where, like, it was treacherous. They took jumps out. They tried to make it more racy. Lap times didn't vary much. You guys were all kind of doing the same thing. Different Daytona for sure, right? Did you like it or not like it?
I thought it was way better. Okay. It's just kind of like we've talked about before, though, like, hopefully for next weekend in Indy, they know what happens normally. So maybe they make it a little bit mellower to where you can still race and not feel like you're going to die. And that is one thing that here, especially dude, at night, like, the lighting is not the greatest, especially on the far side. So, like, we've been here before and you have like a gnarly rhythm on the far side and you can't see the bottom of the ruts because the lighting's not the greatest. So in my opinion, it made for way better racing like this because it still got gnarly, don't get me wrong, but it was mellow enough to where you can still race and move around and explore things without being like, oh my God, this 3-5-3 into a table over two. Like, I don't want to move because I don't know if I'm going to front flip.
God, may God be with me.
Right? Yeah, so like I give RC a lot of shit, but I will say, like, this direction of a little bit tamer, I don't want to say mellower, but a little bit tamer, like, we know the track we have in the heat race and the track we have for the first qualifying is not what it's going to be in the main event. So, like, keeping that in mind, I think they did a great job knowing how bad it gets in the main and still making it a safe, raceable track.
How deep was that inside run on the off camber? Good God.
Yeah, I know. It was, but, like, you couldn't go outside. Like, I did it in the heat once, go outside and double around.
Well, Hunter was making that work in the main.
Was he really? Okay, so I only went out there a few times, but there might have been a cut off line, like, where you could get it pivoted.
The optical illusion from the press box looked like he was going to decapitate the dude on the inside.
It was, well, I mean, again, it's like, the inside is favorable, but I also almost made passes going outside. So, like, as it gets gnarlier, you have to move. So, like, when the track's not super gnarly, like I said, it gives you the freedom to move and be better.
Kenny told me he didn't run a paddle tire, and he was really struggling in the sand. Do you know why he didn't run a paddle tire?
He didn't run a paddle?
Do we know why?
I don't know, dude. Okay. That's insane. I mean, I don't know if Coop had one.
Really? Okay.
Press day, Coop did not have one. I was shocked at how many guys did not have a paddle on. Especially, dude, coming into the season, there was a handful of riders that I know for a fact were running a paddle every day on the Supercross track. And that we've just, like, 86 that quick.
I think once the three did it, we all did it. I don't know.
Yeah, but, and it's even, like, I don't know. The bike reacts a little different. For me, personally, like, when I put a paddle on, the rear is low. So then I struggle with front end being too tall and so I don't know. Like, it's on one hand, we've talked about testing just a setup for the paddle in case we ever want to switch. But I don't know about next weekend. Like, typical Indy, you might be okay with a paddle. As gnarly as it gets and as much traction as there is, a paddle could be viable. So, but yeah, it's crazy to me that Kenny didn't have a paddle.
So this is turning into the Supercross of Joey. I think it's cool. Fans are liking it. You're doing really well, so it's got to feel really good to you. Last question for you. Like, lower gears in the bike, first, second, those kind of gears for your bike. How do they feel out there when you're in those lower gears?
I don't think we didn't change sprocket this week.
Okay, so just normal?
Just, like, just stuck with the normal gearing.
Yeah, okay.
What were you referencing?
I was just wondering how it felt.
Oh.
You felt like you were able to get over stuff a little better. I don't know.
Like first was a little bit longer?
Yeah, a little longer.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you got to watch the broadcast. I think RC leaked that information last week.
Okay. Check that out. Hey, awesome job, man. Really, really impressive. Keep it up, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.